I didn't do it. Give it to me, baby. Hey, I can just add it around this shit here, baby. Give it to me, baby. Ow. Let me get my internet right. Hold on. Give me 1 second. Let me switch to the hot spot.
Bing bong.
Bing bong. Bing bong.
That is my shit.
Yeah, Facebook and this bitch acting a fool off that one.
That is my shit. Stick is pause.
And we hit the field like whoo. All day like whoo. All night like whoo. All night like whoo. This squad like whoo. This sound like whoo. This sound like stick. Stick. Oh, damn. I'm gonna bust my damn knee. See, that's how you break stuff. Let me settle my ass down. Yeah, me and Faith. I don't know where you was. Oh, you was downstairs.
I ran and got some stuff. From
you got
Walmart.
Some titties. You got some titties.
From stuff from Walmart.
Speaking of which.
Titties?
Titties? Oh. Awesome.
Can you stop saying the word, please? I ain't gonna be able to get this sentence out if you keep. Hey, man, can we do something about started putting on the drive?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to see that shit.
Who hurt? Oh, yeah, Squidward. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want either.
Come on, son.
At all.
Come on, son. I ain't gonna fall out.
Nah, man, this is sad. I ain't.
Like, ain't nobody else gonna walk around like that. The owner of the house gonna walk around like that. Why you walk around?
Mm-hmm.
And I fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody trying to go downstairs and get a bed. I just see this with just.
It's just one roommate here.
But this the thing, though, man. I don't care about that. Like, I ain't really fuck that. My thing is, it's just everything.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that. Ain't nobody else moving around like that. Like, I don't want to.
At all.
And I don't mean that in a bad way.
I do.
I just ain't. Come on, yo. Let me respect you, please.
Please.
You feel me?
Like,
I'm all about respect. I just want to be respectful to the people.
Because my reaction might be disrespectful.
Nobody I live with do I want to see anything try to keep that shit to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, hey.
I ain't hear that. You said.
Okay. I said. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Am I low?
I'm still. No, you good. No, you good now.
Okay, I'm low. I'm good. I just got to be close to the mic. I got what you're saying. Right on. So what I said was, I'm good with like anybody that I live with. I don't want to see that stuff. Like that, just like that's just all protocol. Like I don't want no complications. I don't want no weird shit. I don't want like it just ain't my thing. You feel me? Now, guess. That's free for all. Hey, whatever's your thing. You know, if you want to be free, then you let it fly. Flow. Be bountiful.
For people down there, make it in here?
No, it's just one person, nobody wants to see.
That ain't wearing, like, it's wearing, like, tank tops with no, like, cut off.
He close to the mic.
Sloppy.
It's hanging out like where it cut off. And it's just
sloppy.
Nasty out the side. It's just overflowing out the side, but it ain't healthy. Mm. So like you walk downstairs, you go to get a beer, and then you just look up at the microwave. Oh.
Well, remember one of the lives where the girl was coming, like she was at Walmart and she was very top heavy and it was, she was built weird. Walking like Jurassic Park. Yeah. Yeah, bro. Jabba the Huttish. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That type shit. But yeah. Welcome to the
I don't know about starting it off there. Holy shit. Oh, use the wild one.
All right, so this is where I really want to start it, but I know I can't. So since we just cutting all this shit anyway, I'm going to just go ahead and talk about it because I need to get it off my chest. Oh, man. It's been since 2004. Bum, bum, bum. That's the last time I had a threesome. Oh, brother face. It's going down tomorrow night and Sunday night.
Damn, a weekend?
Yeah.
We're going to be going anyway.
See, Nene's new. She wants the first night that show.
Oh, that's.
We'll all get happy. You didn't hear nothing I said before that, did you?
Saturday and Sunday, it's going down. Tiz versus the EEs.
Okay.
First night, first E. Second night, both E's. At the same damn time. Future style.
I think I got it.
At the same damn time. Saturday, Sunday. This weekend. Monster truck rally.
Shut up, nigga.
It's room, nigga.
No, it's the fact that this nigga face heard zero of what I had to say up until the very last inconsequential and very unimportant word. Everything before that, that was actually what I was talking to him about. He heard none of that. I hear, yeah, baby. Nigga, like, oh, so something good must be happening. All right. Okay. I guess he's doing something well. God bless him. I hope it keeps going well. Whatever it is, because I before that, that nigga said I was looking like Charlie Brown, and that nigga wah 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 wah. Yeah, baby.
Threesome.
Oh, no, he didn't hear that.
Oh no,
like he literally heard them last two words. That's why when I looked at him, I could tell like he was looking at me like. Like he was trying to be supportive, but he couldn't hit. Like he didn't want to cut me off mid-sentence. Like you could tell he was looking at me like, okay, this nigga going. He's in the middle of a sentence and he's still going. So let me not be rude and cut him off. But like the glazed over look hit after about the second word, and then it picked up when I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, okay, we back. Something happened.
Okay. We back,
bitches. Yeah, baby. Okay, something happened. Something good. Either somebody got a baby, or he done did something well, so he said, yeah, baby, or he
shooting
was in
baby.
A, like, I don't know, but yeah, it must be good. I would shake my head and smile. Yes, good. Yeah, baby.
Damn right.
That's why I was like, you didn't hear shit, did you?
Yeah.
No. Not a damn bother.
Like, I can tell when Face hearing something, because usually Face will say something. Like, Face will ad lib, but he like Offset and Take Off. Like, he got that. Hannah Montana!
Yep.
Like,
he'll
hit you with a that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he'll let you know
right.
That he...
Damn right.
And then that nigga...
Or he'll at least give you that.
And he don't know what's going on. He'll be smiling there, with the big smile.
Just grinning. Nope, he done checked out.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah,
he done got really
whatever
high.
The fuck you say, nigga. Yeah,
like either he done got really high, either he done like lost connection, or something is happening where he can't respond anyway. So he just done like picked the default setting to go to like, I'll just do this. I just keep smiling on the camera. People will think I'm just happy, but something's going on and I can't respond to the camera. So I'm really on mute, but they don't
see?
Know that. So I'm just
keep on grinning.
We've been around you for 20 some years. We pretty much got it. there's gonna be nuances that shift as you grow and evolve, but you know the
brother,
the,
man.
The you is you,
not just the brother.
You know, you know.
Women change, men just evolve. We pretty much can still be the same. It's like a Charmander. You might be a Charizard, but nigga, you still got the basic elemental power. Like you the same shit.
Charmander, sure.
You just got bigger or angrier or smaller and calmer, but either way, it was you was there. You was you.
Charizard.
Tomorrow you're gonna be you again.
Blastoise.
I get to go back to work tomorrow.
Yay!
Are you
excited?
Yeah, I've been wanting to go back to work. After I pick her up at the dress, I'll be off. She'll take Gavin to his game. Come get me. We gotta go to a performance with Bella. Then I gotta drop her back off to work. Pick her ass back up Sunday. She drop me back off to work, and then I'm off till Thursday.
I'm over here complaining about the gas I'm going to use, and all I got to do is go pick up money, go get a haircut with my son, go feed some ducks with my son, and then go set up and get a room and go fuck some bitches. Dang.
Yeah.
Let me not complain. My life is not that bad.
Yeah, but you know, this time.
That nigga going to be sleepy as fuck. By 7 p.m., that nigga eyes is going to be droopy.
Yeah, every time, four, five, and three, somewhere in there,
depending on the night. But I'd be it'd be like a happy sleep. I just don't want to wake up.
Yeah.
And then I'd be just started, like I'd start dreaming again. And it'd be some happy ass dreams. Like I'd be at amusement parks and shit. No, like I'd be like, it'd be like really just joyful shit. Like I'd be just doing some like really cool shit. Like, I'd be back in my best college and high school moments. I'd be like on top of Mount Everest, like I'd be like accomplishing cool shit in my dreams. So I'd be like, oh, give me this extra little 30, 40 minutes. I'm gonna hit snooze about 7 times. Fuck that shit.
I get up and say the same shit every morning. Y'all waking me up. Let a nigga sleep a little bit.
Wake me up. Oh no. Because she says she gotta be within company. She gotta be within communion with her other half. She gotta align her chakras and be one with her hotep and you know be into the consciousness of the higher beings. From our former selves in a past lifetime, you know, based off the Ankh and the 360 and in the pyramid and the, you know, Kemet.
Okay.
Kemet. Uma. Kemet, polite. Kemet.
Uma. Johnson.
Hey, yo, can I just say this, yo? All right. This is where I'm going to actually start splicing it in at. So, Tiz. Mark this as the start of the show.
Start of the.
Okay. So what I was saying is, right, there is this thing with me. I'm so over this goddamn hotep, back to Egypt, commit, whatever shit that these niggas be on with this. Let me be a pharaoh, and I'm El Harak Shamak, tongue talking common El, but nigga, we are not from East Africa. If you are from Africa and you from the slave trade, you came from West Africa. Now, if you want to go to North Africa, cool, you might be a little bit Moroccan. You might have a little bit of that in you somewhere. But
that nigga French Montana.
Them niggas ain't go across the Sahara to get no goddamn slaves. Them niggas pulled up right to the coast and was like, hey, come on, get your ass on this boat, goddamn it. So can we please stop acting like we back to Egypt? We're going to be back to somewhere. Can we be back to Mali? Can we be back to goddamn Kenya? Can
Sierra
we be back
Leone.
To... Yeah, can we be back to goddamn Ghana? Can we be back to...
And can y'all please... And can y'all please...
These West please. African countries. Or just be Native Americans. But can we be like what we actually are? I don't want to be no goddamn pharaoh. That ain't my people. I don't know what they were doing over that side. I was on the other side of the
I ain't doing all this.
I just pulled up the map of Africa. Just to make sure I say the right thing.
You don't know your people, man.
Yeah, but there's a lot more countries than, you know, Nigeria, Algeria, and Mali. You know, they got all kinds.
Oh, it's hella country.
Yeah.
You got the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Senegal.
Oh, man. Senegalese. Sudan.
Gambia.
Ooh, Namibia.
All that shit.
South Africa. I like how they just said, fuck, we ain't going to even come up with a name. We're going to just say where we at.
This is the
we
south,
down here, y'all.
The south, south of the continent.
The fuck kind of shit.
Angola. Give up.
Angola.
I don't know how to pronounce this one. This is Liberia right here. And this is Cote.
Joseph James Roberts.
Cote d'Ivoire. Gotta be this right here.
Cote d'Ivoire?
Oh, shit. Okay. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. O-I-R-E in French.
D'Ivoire.
Yeah. Or O-I-W-A.
Burkina Faso.
O-U-I-W-A. It's like that. Wa.
Botswana.
No, it's Gaiman, not Gaiman. Awawa. Awawa.
And two men.
Yo, not like two men, you know. Yo, that nigga Godfrey funny on the low.
As a motherfucker, yeah.
Godfrey's not here.
His podcast on some shit too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got a decent little lineup. But I tell you who podcasts has been taking off. Other than ours. You know what I'm saying? But T-Pain got a pretty decent little podcast.
No, I fuck with T-Pain.
Oh yeah.
T-Pain be.
That shit is highly entertaining. He had one with Chico Bean. He had one with Chico Bean, and I was like, this is very good.
They got good.
And then he rich, so he got a good setup. That's the key. We got to get rich so we can have a really like cool setup in the background with like pinball machines and like women doing fireball tricks and like people jumping off of trapezes and like, you know, all the cool shit that these other motherfuckers
do.
Oculus and a nigga doing the getting sturdy, you know, just like random shit that don't got shit to do with nothing, but it'd be in the background just making ambiance and make the podcast look cooler. Like, I feel like T-Pain be just having like a bunch of people over his crib, and then he started the podcast and talked to these niggas. And it just be random shit going on in the background, like, nigga, what the fuck is where y'all at? Is this an arcade? Are you in a video game?
Barcade.
Playhouse.
What? Oh, no, I don't want to be in that. That sounds pedophilic.
Nah, nobody plays.
Sounds like somebody getting chopped up, eaten, or like kids don't want to go.
See, that's where we at.
Yeah, because Pee-wee Herman was beating off in the movies.
Yeah, that did.
So, like, the last playhouse I knew about was had a nigga that was in there just jerking it off in Republic.
His name was Pee-wee.
I'm good on being associated with that.
His name was Pee-wee. Paul.
These niggas be tainting shit. It be good, wholesome, healthy shit. And niggas just come through and fuck it up.
And had Lawrence Fishburne up there.
Larry. Larry.
Oh, I thought you meant that nigga was in there beating this meat. What am I saying?
No,
what
no, he was on the
Larry?
Show. No, Larry on won't the show.
That no, was he won't in there. Don't you tell me goddamn Furious Styles was in there with this nigga.
No, no.
Boy, I was about to lose my goddamn man. Boy, I'm glad you corrected that. No. I heard you wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, world.
He was on the show. He was just being Morpheus.
I would never let him disrespect you like that.
I blame
you. One of the few real niggas we had growing up, man, in the black movies, man. Like, you was always solid in all the movies you played in, from goddamn King of New York to goddamn, you know, Boys in the Hood, all that shit.
Cornbread, early B.
Nigga, you was even cooler shit on the goddamn Hughleys.
Conspiracy reach. I think Pee Wee's Playhouse is the reason why Lawrence Fishburne's daughter became a porn star. I'm joking.
I don't know if that's why she became a porn star, but it might got something to do with all them goddamn pimples and bumps she had on her ass.
Ugh.
Yeah, her brother like a cheetah.
Might be trying to get them ass shots.
No, it wasn't no shots. It looked like a bunch of bees stung her ass. Like, yeah. It was just like dark bumps. Like, she just, I don't know what it was. Like a bunch of hair bumps.
Yep. Leave that alone. Yep. Good thing I don't know her porn name.
Montana Fishburne.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, she threw her daddy all under the bus. Just, yeah, you gonna know exactly who child I am. Come on with it.
Up. She might as well call.
Oh yeah, she ain't
Ms.
even
try
to. She ain't try to fake it. She ain't try to like throw him off. She ain't like, oh, let me come up with a cool.
You know, I'm going.
You know, Samantha, come under or something. You know, nope. Goddamn Montana Fishburne.
She couldn't even say Montana Fishburne.
So all you do is have a regular first name with some shit that you actually do while you fucking as the last name, and they make their name.
Felicio.
Yeah. Yeah. Rhonda Rimjob. Yeah,
Can't they come, Jack?
Oh, yeah, basically. Yeah.
That was.
You can guarantee whatever they name is, you can do all that shit to them.
Lord, I think that Andy Anal. Like, they be having regular ass names and shit, but that's like those 1980s, 90s porn stars and shit.
Well, I grew up in 1989. Yeah,
I think they be having regular.
By the time I got
names.
To the 2000s, we had like, you know, Pornhub and shit like that. Like,
no, they just take names.
By
from
now,
other famous
I
done
already got kind of like the stereotypes down. Now the rest of all this new shit is just cool new shit. But it was like, you know, the stereotypes.
Nah,
they just got regular
fucking names. Be like,
even when I watch them new movies, I still in my head I hear. You know,
I'd be hearing
old,
the 1980s rapping.
I feel like
background.
They need to be on like some old weird ass 1980s shag carpet.
They always have some random rap, like on the black ones. They always
yeah,
have some
girl,
random
you
rap
order this pizza
song up there.
You don't have the money. Well, how you gonna pay me? Well, I think you should just come on in and find out. Oh, my boss gonna kill me. But okay.
Badasses and Kush, Volume 40.
Yeah, we got this ass, and we got this cash, and we got this grass, and you know we pass, smash, hash, hash.
Badasses
and Kush. What the fuck? All I heard was we got this ass.
I promise y'all, this is not on the docket. The fuck that we were just talking about is not on the docket at all.
Haven't answered now.
Oh man, the first half of this is just me laughing in the background.
Yeah, another edit point. Ted, you see the towel come out. Stop this shit. Go back. Cut a few minutes before this. Shit got off the rail.
That's usually what happens when you pull the towel out.
Man, pause that. Hit the whistle.
What the hell is going on over there?
He spilled some beer. He's trying to wipe the beer up.
Fucking with you.
Because you made him laugh and he knocked the beer. Oh, there's the camera. Oh, man. I'm just inebriated enough to.
Y'all motherfuckers over there tripping.
Y'all motherfuckers over there tripping. Oh, no! No, you don't do it again. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Maybe it's too many in the background.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Pause. What happened? Oh, we just lost all communication.
Yeah.
Can you hear us at all?
Yeah, I can.
Technical difficulties.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Fuck me up, and damn it, we here now. Now we just here. All right, this is all ended up. Yeah, this all ended up. Okay, I got to work with this. You fuck around and play with this.
Hey, there I am. Hey, there we are.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the hell is that? Hi.
Did it go to...
Okay, yeah, it went to the FaceTime camera, that's why. Okay, can I get my camera back? Thank you.
Hey!
There we go. All right. Can you hear us?
I think he's frozen.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Watch this shit be on some weird ass FaceTime. I knew it. Motherfucking ass. Oh, I'm gonna have to work this week.
Pop, pop, pop.
Blop, blop, blop. Baby, what you want it?
All right.
Oh, my shit.
Hey, Tez, when you see that weird-ass arm movement you just did, just go ahead and edit right there. You know that everything before that was some trash. So.
So.
He's changing something up here.
Welcome to the podcast with Face, Pat, and Tiz.
Just know everything before this intro. But it was fucked up. So it's going to be real weird. So Pod Squad, we still glad that you here. Hey,
I'm inebriated, y'all.
Thank you very much. What's up, guys? Welcome to the pod. This is a show with three friends separated by distance, connected by brotherhood, having weekly conversations that you can join in on. And as always, I'm one third of the partners. It's your boy Tiz, along with.
Hey guys, it's the Padawan here. I'm the other third of the Padawan. Oh, the goddamn it! I'm the other third of the Padawan. No, I'm the whole.
What other two thirds? Damn.
Are we in Quantum Mania? You're the other third of the Padawan, nigga. You are him.
No, we got to fight the Kangs and shit,
you is so. I. You is you, and you is him. Yeah. Chicken.
Be one of those guys.
slim with no tilted brim on it. Fuck it. It's the Padawan. That's the other third of the partners. We got to get the intro done. And I am along with the dramatic book.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, this place.
I'm in this place.
I'd have ran the race, but I'm back at the start.
What's that?
My friends.
We in here. Whenever there are three partners, you get power. That's high. Oh, that's high.
Thanks, just
okay, all right, I'm getting way too into
that. He's not going to hurt you, Brad.
All right, so this is how we're going to start this week. First of all, how y'all doing?
Eyes copacetic. I mean that in the most ignorant way possible. And
I can't complain.
Well, I ain't complaining either then. Cause I feel great. This has been a very good week. I had some really cool things that are happening in my life.
I bought cereal.
I love lamp. What the fuck is happening? Did you just have a stroke? What the fuck was that?
Do we need to call a rapid response?
I bought cereal. Like, just matter of factly, with no context, no lead up. There was no after effect. It was just that. It was like a artistic piece. It was like there was no context around it. It's just, I'm gonna put this here and y'all make of it what you will. I bought cereal.
Gotta love that.
Like, I don't know whether we celebrating it. I don't know whether we're like
I'm happy.
Good job. You bought cereal.
Almond milk.
And almond milk, he said. Look, he got the right type of milk. Mm-hmm. So he don't be all bubbly.
Nah.
My nigga.
No bubbly.
That's a good person. Mm-hmm. Cereal and milk is high these days. I'm sure that probably set you back a good 10, 15 bucks.
I got the small box this time. I didn't get the fan.
A box of cereal? Yeah, the small box is like $3.78, $3.90 mm-hmm. something, depending on what brand. And then the almond milk, you looking at another like
three.
What's that, three something? So yeah, we about six at least.
Mm-hmm.
No, it ain't cheap no more. Mm-hmm. Better go get them.
I'm about to say, God damn, how much I paying for cereal out there, bitch?
Inflation is real, brother.
Yeah.
I'm paying for the big box of cereal. $4.
Nigga, for 12 eggs, you paying a grip.
See, I don't eat it.
Oh, I will fuck a egg up.
I don't fuck with that shit.
Boy, but only boy. I really like boy. And I'll fuck with a scramble if it's on like a sandwich with bacon and sauce or just something like that, but it can't be by itself.
I use egg for French toast.
I don't fuck with egg, cheese, milk.
I don't fuck with beef and dairy, but anything come from a chicken, I'll bite the shit out of it.
Nah.
Except for the claws and shit like that weird country backwoods shit.
No voodoo meal.
There ain't no feet and faces.
No voodoo meal.
But if it's a muscle, if it came off your shoulder, your hide or something, you an animal, oh, that's your ass. That's your ass, Mr. Postman.
I tell you, it was a bear.
You said who? You gonna tell me who a bad bitch?
I said it's a bear out this bitch.
Oh shit!
It's a cocaine bear.
Regular bear.
What in the hell is that? A true story?
Yes.
Cocaine bear.
So a bear was out here just snorting coke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a package of coke. I forgot. I think in the '80s. Back when they were trying to smuggle the plane and shit, they dropped it off at some national park. Motherfucker ate it, the whole shit had a heart attack or some shit. Of course, the movie's about the story. When they found them, they did autopsy and stuff, stomach totally packed full of
cocaine.
Like a rock, totally packed solid.
To go watch the movie now. I was thinking that this was like some why is a bear smart? Like what?
The fuck wrong with Yogi?
Yo, I thought it was like some weird concept movie with somebody to
make. Nah, this is gonna be some drip.
This shit sound crazy.
The bear, the basis of the purpose is true. All the other shit, all that shit costs.
Ted hanging out with Flash Gordon again.
That motherfucker ain't making it past the forest.
He thought that shit was porridge.
Was it too hot, too cold, or just right?
Must have been.
I bet it was just right there.
They done made a goddamn attic out of this bear.
Why are the trees laughing at me? I am a bear.
And they can start seeing the trees looking like them Mortal Kombat trees.
Oh, shit.
No, don't say that.
Shit.
Why are you going to say some negative shit, Pat? What's going on with you, Pat? Mm. We beefing?
No.
You done spit on me last week.
I'm sorry.
Now you just being mean.
Oh, that shit is fucking average.
Yo, no, it won't.
No,
I've watched it.
I was terrified.
That again, Alvin.
That shit is fucking.
It's funny to me on a different level.
Spit
will go between the two.
It's funny to me on a different level. Because that just takes me back to the time we all live together.
Shit almost went left though. I ain't gonna lie, man. Like,
I'm sorry,
but no, it ain't even you though. It could have been Chewy. Like, face to tell you, like that type of shit. Like, I do a lot. I can tolerate a lot, but it's certain shit. Like, you ain't about to punch me in my nuts. You ain't about to put no fucking feet in my face.
It's certain shit that's just gonna make me just,
all right, we ready to fight. What are you trying to tell me? We beefing now? Like, I don't know how to process that shit. Like, nothing else in my brain goes. We just fighting.
I truly apologize for my behavior.
Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I will put my fucking toe in a nigga mama and go and pull that bitch out and go. Make that little popping sound like a bubble popping in a minute just to be nasty when a nigga sleep. Just clap. I don't know. Yeah, I did. I actually did that to a nigga. It was fucked up. I was a horrible person. But I didn't really give a fuck about the person. That's what it is.
Move on. I digress. Y'all know the nigga. Oops.
We just retarded shit about it.
Yeah. And then Chewy got on it, and then he started doing that shit to like everybody, and then it was like, all right, we about to have to just fight every day. Yeah, me and Chewy have gotten in about at least a good 6 or 7 fights over the years, just randomly.
Take niggas' bike apart.
Either he has to punch me or I have to punch him, and we just have to get this shit out. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what we doing? And we love each other dearly. Like, I would kill or die for this nigga. But we just be beating the shit out of each other sometimes.
Kenny Ryu.
Yo, that's a good goddamn way to put that.
Analogy.
Yeah, because like the first, like we met off some fight shit, and it's always been like resolved like a loving but contentious. Like, we like all of the same shit. And it's all shit that competes. So it's like fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then he's like the taller doppelganger. So like it gives me like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's me, but on steroids.
My brother said at one time we were posted up in front of the web center. He had his hair in a little ponytail. He said he looked like a Kuma. He looked like he was posted up like the last boss of the game.
You will never defeat me. I am Shin Yu. Hey, yo, it was some feet moving real fast outside of this door, and I was just like, what the fuck is going on? What's about to happen? I had to pause real quick, like, am I about to have to edit again? I didn't know what was about to happen. Let's go ahead and get into the first topic. So my topic this week, let me get my paraphernalia and technology together. My topic this week is, I don't have one, honestly, because I can't speak on a topic that I actually want to use. So, there's that. That's my topic. Thank you, everybody. I hope y'all enjoyed that this week. That was this week's Tiz Take. But as soon as I can talk about the topic I want to use, well, we about to talk some shit. And then,
to be continued.
Talk some shit.
Yeah. And the next topic was, hey,
suspense.
Well, so this week we're gonna talk about
healthcare workers versus customer service workers.
They're not the same.
And I wish patients and customers get that shit the fucking go.
Okay, he about to. Hey, nigga, if you spit on me, I swear to God.
Now, we're going to go into it.
Oh, God.
Healthcare workers are here to assist and aid patients. You people are patients, not customers.
You're not paying me.
You ain't doing nothing for me.
You got insurance.
Was paying the majority of what you do.
And if you don't have insurance, you got government insurance.
Don't come into the hospital feeling entitled, like you just going whatever, because it ain't gonna fucking happen.
Hospital workers are not customer service workers. The government. Customer service workers don't give a fuck about your problems.
They are trained continuously to tell you one thing.
Sir, I understand.
But how can I assist you?
Sir, I can understand your issue.
But how can I, they don't give a fuck about your issue.
It's a script.
You look just like a bot.
Please get that shit together.
Hotels and hospitals are not the damn same.
Nurses, doctors, and techs are not bellhops or room service.
If you need something, and you're able by the person,
bring your ass to the door
or the nursing station to get what you desire.
If you don't have a button in your room,
that shit is not for every little thing in the world.
Please remember this shit.
Isn't that between me and you?
Please.
Healthcare workers are not service workers.
They're trained in healthcare.
Not customer service. Customer service people are trained in customer service. Not healthcare.
Do you see the difference?
It's very
Do you see the difference?
It's very
very plain to see. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Entitled motherfuckers.
Don't come to the hospital.
Stay your ass at home.
You home, woman.
That may be better for you.
Cause you gonna fuck around.
Come to the wrong hospital,
and you gonna get what you ain't.
You gonna get what you ain't looking for.
That's all.
The face topic is not my favorite part of the show. But I just want y'all to know that. Because he means that shit.
Don't so dearly.
Some shit. I got a lot. Oh God! I got lost at the Ja Rule interlude. All I kept hearing was "Go on, I first met her. All I heard was dog, dog, dog."
Healthcare workers do not care about you.
Go when I first met her, all I know was all I know.
And neither would
have. See, that's what people get fucked up. They think healthcare workers. Healthcare workers ain't supposed to care about
you. Job is to assist and aid in your recovery of whatever ails you.
Your family didn't care about your ass. Your friends care about your ass.
What ails you?
Your family didn't care about your ass. Shit. You looking for care? Call Jesus. Shit.
I want y'all to see how much fun we have.
You looking
for... Best way to start the show.
Because when I first met her, I don't know why I got stuck in the job rolling in the loot. Oh God! But when and then next thing I know, all I heard was because when I first met her, all I thought was all the, and I could not get past that for the rest of the time. That shit just broke.
To recap, in my narrator voice, Face was says, if you have a button, the button is not for everything.
Oh my God.
And I said, every little thing you do is not between me and you. Then we just went off from there. That was the recap.
Oh, God, man. Oh, every fucking week, yo. This don't make no goddamn. Oh, my God.
Did you have to wrestle anybody this week?
Hey, can we not go there, please? I can't say.
Did I have to wrestle in the battle? Wrestle in the battle?
No, nigga, no. No. You did not. If you did, you didn't. God damn it. I can't take this right now.
Not lately.
Don't say no. No,
not lately.
Okay.
Now, when we get to the healthcare and...
Telling you, man.
It's about Ja Rule's voice. Dog. The chest is horrible. Dog. Nigga, that's a charge. You are going to jail. Because when you first... this we lost you, V. Bonjour. Y'all ever remember that commercial about Muzzy? He was like a foreign language thing as a kid. He taught him how to speak French.
Oh, they would speak French. Yeah, I remember that shit.
This we la juvie. Bonjour.
I do remember. Commercial is running through.
Oh, no. Monster coming up to the head. Boy, oh, that do not make me want to learn French. That made me want to learn self-defense, bitch. I'm about to beat the shit out of this damn monster. Boy, oh, no.
This nigga. Faisal, do you have any final words at all?
Oh, I got a few fucking words. Oh, I got a few fucking words for the ass, but I'm going to just leave it on. I'm going to just leave it on. If you're looking for help, seek the right type of help.
You're breaking up.
Seek in the right type of help.
Say it one more time.
In the right place. If you're seeking help, go to the right place for the right type of help. If you're seeking help, go to the right place for the right type of damn help.
No, that's real. Yeah. People do be trying to treat places like it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. So I'm going to take a little bit of this. And can you bring me some of that? And if you ain't got no concierge service, take the whole help. We here to get you healthy. We here to fucking serve you like we your butler.
I do like that. Bitch, you ain't that damn one more
time for some bullshit. Don't come here and smother your shit. And I know the legal way to kill your ass. We'll give you just the right dose. Oh, you fell asleep. You didn't wake up. God will.
All I need to know is where are the extra crackers and apple juice at the hospital. That's about it.
Yo, saltines is the shit.
That's about it.
And the apple juice do be smacked.
Yes.
They do got that good. I don't know what. They must got that Mott's.
Mm.
They got that Mott's.
You know Mott's got
that good apple juice. That Mott's.
They got like fruit snacks now. Mott's.
Who they got? Who they got? That White House.
I think so.
That good White House. White House and shit too.
Oh yeah. The apple juice. Yeah, I remember.
I knew them apple, boy, them apple juice. Them apple juice. Oh, all them shits. I don't know. I can't tell you a lick of orange juice or no other juice, but apple juice. They know them. I don't know the name of, but it's probably the best apple juice in the world if you can find it. It's these, all right. I can't remember which. I think it was on Martin. He used to drink them all the time, and they come in these. They look like these little small barrels. They about this big around, and they got a white. They like round and white, and they got a white cap on them.
I think I know.
And
you're talking
if you can, like they usually sold in grocery stores for like maybe like a dollar a piece. $0.75 a piece. I don't know where they get them apples from. I don't know what type of apples they use on them. It's Granny Smith or goddamn
Garden of Eden. Apple. First thing that popped in my head. You know,
is apple. That a flavor? Or are you playing like joke? I'm like, is that a real flavor?
Nah, I just thought of apple.
Okay. I was about to say Vidalia. Or something like that. with some other one. I don't even know if that's a flavor of apple. That may be a flavor of a whole nother goddamn fruit or vegetable.
Make a damn good computer.
It might
though.
Be an onion or something, but I know it's something called a Vidalia or a Vidalia. Something like Valhalla.
Where the Vikings go when they pass away.
Oh, God.
All right. Episode, what is it? 118.
Oh, God. God.
What time it?
It's currently on the East Coast, 10:54. I did a good job saying the time, y'all. Yeah. Episode 118. Good
and fuckery!
Oh, and there's some fuckery out there in the streets for your ass.
Incredible, wacky, waving arm, flailing face man.
Shit.
What the fuck happened?
My son loves those fucking games.
I do too, man. So entertaining to my ADD. So entertaining. Like, who the fuck thought of that? Who thought of that was a good idea? Who?
Yeah, I keep it.
It's probably on the outside. I like those. Don't got any animals and shit.
I don't want no animals.
Nah. Well, we're on the good and fuckery. Might as well start it off. And our favorite state, the state that has the longest reigning record of fuckery in existence,
Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Florida.
Florida.
Florida.
Florida daycare under fire for painting toddlers in blackface for Black History Month.
Are they white?
Yeah. One daycare in Miami, Florida is facing fire after one instructor planned a Black History Month activity where children's faces were painted black to portray African-American characters. This was done without the parents' permission.
Yeah, you can't do shit to my kid without my permission.
According to CNN,
you understand me? We ain't about to play them games.
A mother who child attended the Studio Kids Little River Preschool was outraged when she saw the pictures of her one-year-old daughter with darkened skin on February 3rd. Is not sure that she was mad that her daughter was betraying a Black person or her daughter was looking like a Black person. We're not sure. But on February 3rd, a school staffer posted the images on the school's messaging app with the message Black History Month. This has to be the stupidest shit. This is not part of what I'm reading, but this, in my opinion, has to be the stupidest shit I have ever seen in my, well, just in general. Like, it's not in, I've seen in my life, because I've seen a lot of stupid shit, but come on now. There's a long history of outrage after blackface.
Fake outrage.
That is true, but, you know, outrage nonetheless. But God, this is just stupid. This is just fucking stupid. Who thought of it?
Them same teachers that was on lying on TikTok going viral for doing whatever that African dance in that gymnasium was. It was like four white teachers in there with like this I don't know, makeshift African garb on. It was horrible.
It was worse than Pelosi when she
looked like a Caucasian coming to America scene or something. It was very weird. So whoever came up with that shit, they came up with the same shit you talking about. Yeah,
it's like they become so tone deaf that when they try to pander, it ends up turning racist. By mistake.
They don't need to pander. What they don't understand is you don't have to do anything necessarily for Black History Month. All you got to do is recognize that we doing something.
Yeah.
You don't have to do shit.
Leave us the fuck alone.
You
ain't
got to do nothing.
It's a long history of Black people saying throughout history, leave us the fuck alone.
Very much.
They have turned it into Negro spirituals and everything.
Yeah. I put it like this. People out there, please view Black History Month as I view Rosh Hashanah. I don't know what the fuck goes on doing that. And I don't know how to participate either. I acknowledge and move on. While respecting other people's culture.
That's it.
Just do the same.
I don't have to make shit mine. I just gotta let you do your thing.
Is it something ingrained in them that they think that everything that Black people do, they own it or they have to do it?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that's what it'd be feeling like. Like, okay, every time we got something, y'all gotta do it too.
I agree.
It's like this. It's a whole history of TikTok cultural appropriation. But we're not talking about cultural appropriation. It's blackface. It's like nothing about blackface. Not even that. She might have been just thinking, you know what? We can paint them brown and it'll be like cosplay. But we're not talking about anime characters. We're talking about actual black people. Yeah, I think he's about to post up. Is it shining? Too blue? I think so. Oh, there we go. Basketball.
They in there doing some whole African privacy. If you don't sit your happy caucus ass down,
we not even doing that over here.
Ain't got a bit of lip.
Like we're not even doing African shit here. Like, I ain't seen a nigga celebrate Kwanzaa yet. My birthday, Kwanzaa? No, I haven't.
Ain't no Kuji Chagalia.
None. You know why?
Moja.
Because when we got here, you said we couldn't do it no more. So we done perpetually forgot all knowledge of that. But now you want to shove that shit in your face that, hey, we still know how we know about what y'all did in Africa, but y'all know. Because we can still go to Africa.
Anytime, baby.
Yes, anytime. And take shit like diamonds and all the shit you need for your iPhone.
Good point.
Everything. Africa, can you allow us black people to come back and then just shut up all your borders to all the countries? Kick everybody the fuck out that ain't, you know, African descent, and then just make Wakanda the continent, if you get what I'm saying.
It's some country over here.
I think it's like Zimbabwe or something like that. Like the African king, it was like, y'all got to give up your farmland and get the fuck out of the country. Or something like that. I'll look it up. But I remember specifically that there is an African country out there where the president there was like, y'all native, y'all European descendants have to get up your farmland and get the fuck out. Not like that, not get the fuck out, but he said it in African. African way of saying get the fuck up and Bali, what up the fuck up. But I couldn't.
Boy, you going straight to hell.
Yeah, I've been there. It's kind of hot.
Think of what?
Good thing I got some sunscreen. Anyway, speaking of flame and fire and shit like that. Now I don't even got a good segue for this because we were talking about blackface, but fuck it. Let's go on to some good shit. Erykah Badu is selling weed, y'all. It's called That Badu. At first, I thought it was just like a funny reel, but this shit is real. Let's see what I did there. Yeah.
I would got. If there's anything like the instance and the other shit that she done put out, are you wearing shoulder pads and furry pants?
Bob's over Baghdad. Yeah. Don't pull the thing out unless you play the bang. Bombs over Baghdad. Yeah.
Rag top, bob your head. Rag top, bob your head. Rag top.
Yes, that weed is called That Badu.
And by do.
And I would say that would probably be the best name to call it if it's ever Badu. I don't think you would call it anything else. I think you should just call it that. Pretty much.
That by do or make it by don't.
Mm-hmm.
Make it by don't use regular soap no more than that black soap. burning incense and sage every night.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking weird herbs and tea. A little bit of the snapdragon in there with this rosemary and a little bit of the thing. Like a bitch, I'm making posters.
Speaking of tea, she also got some nasty. She got mushroom tea set too.
Dandelion tea.
Oh hell yeah! We ain't even fucking around with that.
I don't even like dandelion.
You see, even
like, that's not even a cute flower. How the fuck you gonna give me the tea?
Dandelions were poisonous.
Give me some lavender.
That shit is hot.
They don't know if they're poisonous, but I don't want it. Tell you that much.
Deadline tea. You need to toss some water on that shit.
Yeah, so this pod gonna be real patchwork.
Choppy, choppy.
Think I'm gonna call
like a motherfucker.
I'm gonna call that shit Patchwork Studios.
Oh, well, shit. All right, well, next subject. So Busta Rhymes tossed water on this bitch that groped him.
How did it do the same thing?
Just toss water on the bitch. The video, wait, show the video.
Disrespecting no man, grabbing his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she grabbed his ass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, so ladies, I don't know what this new millennium man is, or this new generation XYZ LP Elemento. I don't know what this is. You can do some shit and smack a nigga on the ass or touch a nigga. Look, don't fuck with no man ass. If he ain't gay or he ain't told you that he cool with that anal shit or that pagan shit that y'all was talking about that time, like, nigga, you was fucking around and get Donkey Kong right in the top of your shit. And the man don't even be a violent person. Don't even hit women. But in that moment, like, that, don't do that. Don't do that. Stop it. Stop it. Get some help. Thank you, Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't like it if it happened to you, so don't go out there and do it.
Big factoid.
Don't want to speak too much on it, but since we're on the subject of groping, pause.
I won't talk about it.
True. I'm going to just say it. R. Kelly got 20 years and Harvey Weinstein got 16 years.
That sound low to y'all? Maybe it's just they couldn't prove a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's just on one count of, like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like one charge.
Yeah, you know, R. Kelly
that
was
low as hell, especially for R. Kelly.
Yeah. And I mean, this whole time I thought he already got sentenced. No, we've been waiting this whole fucking time. And I didn't realize it, but COVID, that pandemic, it slowed up a lot of trials and just anything judicial in the first place. So that's
Yeah.
And I mean, it's been slowing up for years. So I'm seeing more and more like, dang, they ain't finished that one. They ain't finished that trial.
Eric Holder got
sitting in jail for the past 3, 4, 5 years. And you know, yeah, he just got sentenced not too long ago. Matter of fact, Eric Holder. I forgot. It was, he said 6 years.
660.
Oh.
I'll never be the same when I get out.
Mm-mm. Might not even make it out. 60 years.
Yeah.
If he's 20, he ain't coming out till he's 80. If he's 30, he ain't coming out till he's 90.
Better hope he's 19.
That nigga ain't 19. I seen that nigga. That's a grown old man.
Okay.
Shoot, he looks like he could be like between 35, 45. For real. There we go. Anyway, last topic of the fuckery.
Yes, sir.
Let me clear my throat. DJ Cool. So, Boosie Badass, first name Boosie, last name Badass, cancels his joint album with T.I. because on the accounts that T.I. snitched on his deceased cousin, Everyone has their mixed feelings. Of course, some people say he shouldn't snitch at all. And then there's some people like, well, the nigga dead. I mean, who they going to take to jail? Nobody. He's dead. All right, so. Alrighty. But in the subject, T.I. said in the video that he was... got a message from his dead cousin, a divine message from his dead cousin that says, just put everything on him before he's deceased. And yeah, and because of that, I don't know what, I mean, why it took, because he said this a long time ago. Actually, they brought this up maybe a couple of months ago, but I guess Boosie has just now gotten footage of T.I. saying that. And because of that, he said, no, it's a no-go on the joint venture, with the joint album between him and T.I. So how do y'all feel? Do you feel Boosie is in the right about that, or?
It's a man standing on his property.
All right.
That's what he believed in.
The tough part about it is I don't know how good of friends they were before.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that plays a role.
That's true.
But in general, I mean, for me, like, if you just a snitch, then you a snitch and I'm done with you. But that's if I'm doing a certain type of lifestyle. At this point in their lifestyle, like, they're not in the street.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what they represent in their past, but that's not what they in. So to me, I don't see the big deal at this point. Like, fuck it. Whatever happened back then, that was the streets. Like, mm-hmm. We're not living that lifestyle now. It doesn't affect us now, so fuck that shit. But I understand Boosie. He has had a very strong principle about that type of thing, and he has stood 10 toes on it. So I wasn't surprised when you saw him get the news and then he's responded. I was like, oh, yeah, he's about to leave that shit. That shit, we'll never hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Yeah. Like, I can't fault him for that at all.
You can't what?
I can't fault him for that at all. I totally understand Boosie's side of it or whatever. I mean, especially at this point, what he believes in is part of his brand. He can't like, just separate himself from that. Because that's part of his brand in general. Not to say that's all it's about, his brand and everything. but that's the bread and butter, is what I mean for his brand. You know what I'm saying? And being that, that his bread and butter is him on his word in general, him being the person that he is, he can't really, he can't change away from his opinion.
No, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I understand. I just feel like in this case, T.I., you should have just kept that shit to yourself.
All right.
On some real shit. At this point, you should have just kept that. I don't know if you was, you know, sometimes when you're talking, you're comfortable with people or whatever, you just start expressing shit or whatever. But at this point in time, you should have just kept that shit to yourself. I don't know what you were trying to do out of that or whatever, but or what point you're trying to make out of that or whatever. But yeah, just you should have just kept that shit. It was no good coming out of you saying, hey, I did this to my dead cousin.
No, I just did it. I did it before that.
Mm-hmm.
So we done.
Just left it. Shit. Should have died with him. That's what I should have said. That information should have just died with that whole situation. But yeah, this is the last bit of... Well, Face, how you feel?
I don't give a fuck either way. Fuck out of here.
This is look like more.
But I got to respect Boosie because he's standing what he believes. So. But my thing is
one man business
ain't another man business.
Especially if one man business
don't affect another man.
And I was always taught, don't speak on the man's business if you ain't got that man permission. You feel me? So,
in those circumstances, it moves a fluid.
That is real. Yeah, that's pretty much just everything that I've seen this week that has been giving up a little uproar. Streets. Good and fuckery streets.
That was on the fuck rap?
I don't know about the fuck rap, but I fucked up.
Oh, okay. That, well, you know what? That explains. Well, shit. All right. Well, yeah, that is the fuckery of this week with Tiz getting fucked up. All right. Everybody chill.
Yay! Good, and I'm fucked up. Me.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Tell you what.
Yeah.
I have been fucked up for 20 years.
You've been fucked up for 20 years.
No, I haven't been fucked up for 20 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, seriously?
I remember he stopped drinking away earlier.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that checks out. I'm sorry. You want to come back?
I got fucked up memories.
Yeah. My memory just fucked up.
Drink a tea.
Got a fucked up memory in general.
Plenty drunk night. Shit.
Well, way, guys, if you ever get drunk and you find yourself scrolling and you decide to go about and find some new apps, and or you just go to the old apps, like Cash App. Go ahead and send us one. $Politics. Or you can send us money at buymeacoffee.com/thepartner. You can also go to anchor.fm/the-partners or Spotify. Just type in the partner. And on all of them places, you can find ways to donate or to, you know, give us some support every month and allow us to bring this to you. Hey. I apologize for being fucked up, but I ain't gonna lie. I'm having a ball in life, y'all. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
God bless you and God bless me. And after you spend money and get something else from us for your money, Faith, how'd they do that?
Go to the damn store. R-Trek Clothing.com.
And guess what?
I step on swear clothing. You better get. How can they hit us up? If you get an at sign and an ad, beside the at sign, TheePodnas, you can see it on the bottom right there. You see the Twitter sign, the Instagram sign, and the YouTube sign. Well, you see what it is. You know what I'm saying? At sign, TheePodnas. That is the Instagram, that is the Twitter, that is the Twitch, that is the TikTok. And on Facebook, we are Tiz Face Pat, are the partners. And you see this right now on YouTube.
Stick! Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with that. Oh, shit. Yeah. On behalf of all the people around the world that are fucked up this evening and enjoying the fuck out of their Friday night, shout out to us. Good job. We're going to be right back at you next week. And as always, man, I have been one third of the partner. Your boy, Tiz. And I've been along with.
It's the other third of the partners. Straight from the skies above. It's Padawan here.
From the day.
And I am along with Dramatic Pause.
The one and the one and only man in the space. Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace, bitches. We out, motherfucker. I'm fucked up. You fucked up. And we fucked up. We are together.
My face. Oh, shit. My voice is crazy, too. Oh, nigga. Padawan, bitch.
Shit.
You see how funny as a bitch. Padawan.
Please, bitch.
I think I said you did.
Hey, we back. All right. I'm sorry for my fucked up in this, y'all. That's not a good way to go into things after the meeting. Y'all pray for me. God ain't through with me yet. But he's allowing me to have an amazing time figuring it out. So just keep on praying for me. And
sweet cherry.
Oh, this cherry of pizza and sleep is about to swing low like a motherfucker and fuck me up.
Coming both to carry my black asshole.
My black ass.
Everybody. No, everybody outside. Like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Oh, man. These are the good things in life.
Watch, ain't nobody paying no attention.
Yeah.
I love you, bro.
Love you, too. Love you, too, my nigga.
I wish you was right here in this room.
Me too.
Awesome.
Me too.
That would be fucking awesome.
Nigga, I thought you were froze for real for the longest time, and then your ass just moved. Like, yeah, I love you too, bro. Fuck, nigga, I thought your internet was still fucked up, man. You fucking with me.
No, that was that nigga over there stuck on another type of way. They ain't got nothing to do with his internet. That nigga just hold it stuck.
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 The more that nigga started looking like a hood MODOK, I was like, oh, yeah. that hoodie getting tighter around that nigga face. That nigga over there look like, ah. Look, look.
Modified organism designed to kill.
I'm not a dick. Oh, have y'all seen that movie?
No movie.
Ant-Man.
I gotta see it.
So never mind. So what I just said don't make no fucking sense.
But it will.
That makes me look real stupid now.
No, but it's gonna be actually funny when I go see that movie. I'll be like, that's what Tiz is talking about. That's what Tiz is talking about.
Oh my damn.
That shit is funny.
That shit only works if you've seen that shit already. My bad, y'all. Because that shit is self-evident outside of that inside joke from the actual movie. Yeah, my bad, y'all. I apologize for putting y'all through that. Y'all didn't deserve that.
I love y'all.
I love you, too.
Man, push y'all niggas.
I'm about to go heat up this burnt-ass pizza and then go sleep. I ain't never seen a pizza place burn the pizza and still send that bitch on the goddamn door dash. This bitch pulled up. I opened this motherfucker. That shit black as hell. I'm like, oh, hold up. Wait a minute.
This is what we got.
But guess what the fucked up part is? Every reheat, that shit tasting better and better.
Cajun.
Oh, it's Cajun. That's a motherfucker.
The flavor. The flavor is locked in.
I say the black of the pizza, like the sweet of the juice.
Pizza.
I say the dark of the berry, the sweet of the root. I give a heart of the when don't nobody else care. Beyond.
That nigga.
Good night.
I love you.
Y'all,
call me, Faith, if you need anything, man. I'm here.
Already.
Yeah,
I'll be easy down there.
Get you some fatty. Don't sleep.
Don't see too much sad.
Yeah, nigga.
Right, bro. God damn, nigga had to bring.